Good evening and welcome to Your Cause. Joining me tonight is a young woman who's on top of the world. She's an actress who's never shied away from taking a role that's different. She's a single independent woman who's made her mark in an industry which is often dominated by camps. And she's also now on the verge of a new career in music. Priyanka Chopra joins me tonight. Priyanka, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Let's have some glimpses of that journey.
Desi hasi, itti si khushi, itta sa tukda chand ka, khabon ke din ko se chal banaye aashiya.
Now, from Desi Girl to Barfi, what was that like for you? I mean, I made the point that you don't shy away from taking roles that are different. Barfi is really different.
It is. As a part, it's really different. But as a film, it's an entertaining, I mean, at least according to us, it's an entertaining commercial movie, but with a spin on it. I mean, usually when you see differently abled people or films that are made with differently abled people, either they are caricatures of their disabilities or they are somewhere made to evoke a sort of sympathy or an emotion from us, which makes us feel like, hai bichara, or poor thing. Barfi is not that, which is why it's so fresh. It's a sunshine movie. It shows you that everyone has a right to love and live, and you don't need too much to be happy. So that's the reason, Barfi.
It's great, actually, that you brought this to the mainstream. But again, when I travel back in time, actually the beginning, for us at least, of Priyanka Chopra, was that young, beautiful, but gawky 17-year-old, and now I see very confident, poised Priyanka. When you look back, what's common in those two Priyankas?
Not much, actually.
Really?
But yet, the one thing that is common is my basics, which are my roots, where I come from, who I believe I am. Even when I was a gawky 17-year-old, I was very confident. Mm-hmm. I may not have believed in myself, but I could fake it. When I was at Miss India at 17, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was saying. I was picked out of my uniform in 12th standard and suddenly became Miss World and life changed. I don't know how it changed. I didn't know what I was doing. I was only listening to people, trying to grope my way into show business, whether it was beauty pageants or whether it was movies. When movies happened, I didn't have a godfather. I didn't go to acting school. My parents hadn't even come to Bombay. So it was new. I fell, I tripped, I dusted myself off, I tried again, didn't give up, I guess. That's why I'm here.
What did you learn on the way?
I didn't know who I was. When I started, I was trying to be what I needed to be. I was trying to be Miss India, I was trying to be Miss World, I was trying to be an actress. I think just about over the last 3 years or so is when I've kind of started finding myself and becoming okay with my mistakes or my decisions or being okay with the fact that you can't please everyone and it's important to be able to be content with yourself. And I've realized that just over the last few years. I had to grow up so soon, or at least fake that I grew up, that I never went through the process of a metamorphosis that you go through after adolescence and going into college and, you know, doing all of those things. I didn't have that. So I think that's happened. I've regressed over the last few years and kind of reached that point.
I remember reading that when it started off, it wasn't that easy. I mean, you had people telling you that, look, you can't be in this film because so-and-so wants someone else. What was that all about? Which were the films, firstly?
I can't tell you that.
Why are you independent and outspoken now?
No, I'm outspoken, but I'm also sensible.
Yes, that's true.
I don't need controversies anymore, please. It has happened to me. I've never shied away from it. I've been thrown out of films because other people are supposed to be cast in it because they're recommended. I've been thrown out of films for many various reasons because or I have not got the opportunity to do films because it was more viable, because I didn't have the backing. But for me, luckily, I've always had incredible support from from the audience and fans. Whether it was my first film to when I did, I've always taken risks, Sonia. I've always done things which people called stupid at that time. Like when I first did Aitraaz, everyone told me it was the first year of films for me, and everyone told me you'll just remain a vamp. Mm-hmm. If you ever want to be a heroine, it's the wrong film for you to do. My co-actor, in fact, Akshay, was one of the first people who told me that you'd be stupid if you don't do the film. Abbas Mastan, of course, but then they were the directors. But a lot of people around me told me it's the wrong decision, but it worked in my favor very, very much. Mm-hmm. When I did fashion, people said that nobody watches heroine-oriented films. Picture ko opening nahi lagegi. Koi dekhta nahi hai. End of the career mein log karte hain, tum kya kar rahi ho? But I believed in it. Madhur and I worked really hard. We worked about 6 months on the script. Of fashion, we promoted the living daylights out of it. It started with the whole team. It ended up just Madhur and me till like after the film had released as well. And it worked for me. Yes, sometimes the opportunities don't work. Sometimes I take risks and films may not do well. When I did What's Your Rashi, I really believed in it. Today, having a world record of playing that many parts for any female is an achievement for me. When I did Saath Khoon Maaf, the critical acclaim I got with it, even though it was a film which may not have spun the kind of money that we would have wanted to. Mm-hmm. But I've always had so much support in my risks from fans that I think that's what keeps me going.
We were just talking about fashion and heroine, and I've got Madhur Bhandarkar on the line to just say hi to you and, well, go ahead and ask your question. So, Madhur, go ahead with your question for Priyanka.
Well, I don't have any question for her. I think she's the most talented actress and she has done a fab job in fashion, and I'm looking forward for Barfi. And I'm sure she'll surprise the audience with a performance in Barfi also.
Sir ji.
Madhur, so then can I ask you, after fashion, why not this heroine for heroine?
Then definitely one movie spending with PC, because she's a very dear friend of mine and I really enjoyed working with her. And definitely we are looking forward to work together in future.
Arey, aise thodi na hota hai. That means that after fashion, my next film should have also been with Madhur. Just because I worked with another director, you should ask me. Why not, Madhur? Sir ji, jalwa lag rahi hai aapki film lekin. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Abhi. Thank you so much. I hope jalwa happens, jalwa.
Hoega hi, kaise nahi ho sakta aapke saath.
We were talking about heroine fashion being one of the few films to actually female dominated.
I think fashion kick-started it. I can't say it's one of the few films. Mm-hmm. It kick-started the process of female dominated films. Today you have so many other films which have done well with female leads. For
Dirty
example,
Picture,
yes,
yeah.
Dirty Picture spun so much money. Yes, it may not have touched 100 crores, but for the budget it was made, if you see the ratio of it, it's a huge success. It's a runaway success. Kahani, another one of them. Heroine coming up, I'm sure, will do really well. But we have to give credit to the fact that the Hindi film industry is evolving. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, we cannot be delusional about the fact that India is a male-dominated society. That is how India is.
Not just India, actually.
Yes, I mean, India a lot more than the world. We have to say that. I mean, being women today, we can be feminist and say, yes, it should be equality, but it'll take time to get there. Mm-hmm. But we are starting there. The process has started. It's a great time for female actors to be in the Hindi film business. We are not just reduced to 5 songs and 20 scenes where we just have to cry, where we are the damsel in distress. Yeah, we do those films too. Mm-hmm. But those are entertaining movies. And I love being a Hindi film heroine. I love the fact that, you know, my sari is wet and I'm dancing in the rain, and I love doing that stuff too. It's entertainment. I've grown up on it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know that today directors come to me with films saying, if you don't do the film, we can't do the film. And that is a big deal for Hindi cinema.
No, that's great. One thing that doesn't evolve, however, is the snide remarks. You open the newspapers and you see Kareena saying, well, heroine better than fashion, and who cares what national awards. So the snide remarks don't change in Bollywood.
Well, I guess if you don't have one, then you sour grapes, what do I say?
Let's go across to some more fun bits. And I've got actually some young people from your school to ask you a question.
Really?
So here they are. Let's go across to them.
Hi, Priyanka. I'm Anushree. And I would like to ask you, which was the movie which was most forgettable and you would like to forget it?
Hi, Priyanka. I'm Ifat Maryam. And I want to ask that as Anushree, they asked you that which is your most forgettable movie. I want to ask that which is your most unforgettable movie that you can never forget, your favorite one.
About 4 months before, not even 4 months, 1 month before Miss India, I was in that uniform.
Wow.
1 month. And about 6 months before Miss World.
That's really cute questions. Your most unforgettable movie and your most forgettable movie.
Forgettable, though, I won't say. But my most unforgettable film would have to be Aitraaz. because at that time I was so young and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know. The only thing I knew was when I play this part, I want to. It was a very sexually progressive character. And the only thing that I knew in that entire film at the age of 20, 21 was that whatever sexuality I show in the movie has to be on my face. It won't be in my clothes. I won't be wearing short shorts and little skirts and, you know, sitting in. I didn't want it to be trampy. That was the only thing I knew in my head. So I wore pantsuits. I made it very elegant. I made it pearls and I did gowns and I did all those things. So whatever characterization I had to be with my voice, my deliberation of my hands. And it's so funny. I didn't know all these things. It just instinctively came to me. And so that is why I think it's one of my biggest lessons, that film.
That's interesting because, and in a way, I think a perception again, as somebody who could actually act came after that movie.
Yes, it did.
Let's go across from Lucknow. Let's go across to Mumbai. And you got some students there to ask you questions. Let's hear what they have to say.
Hey, Priyanka, kaisi ho? When are you going to sing in one of our Bollywood movies?
We just want to dedicate one thing to you. Who's the hottest girl in the world? A desi girl, a desi girl.
That song still associated with you wherever you go.
I'll always be called desi girl. It'll always be me. And in fact, it's so funny when I was working on my album, everybody said, you know, that should be your tag. That should be your tag. So we're kind of going to use it hopefully in a few of my songs as well, because I mean, desi is such a cool word, and I'm proud to be one.
He asked why you're not singing in the movies here, but you're actually going much bigger. Tell us about that.
I always wanted to sing. I knew how to sing before I knew the alphabet, because my dad sings. And I grew up in a very musical home. My mom's very fond of music, though she liked English and he liked Hindi. So I grew up with a very eclectic mix of musical influences. I always was in the choir. I was always doing shows. I mean Broadway, like musicals in school, theater. But I never took it seriously. I wanted to be an engineer. I never thought that I would. Show business was, when you're from an academic family, you don't really think that you can be an actor. Actors are people in another planet somewhere. Hote honge, they come on TV. It doesn't strike you. So when my life just kind of unfolded and happened to me, music was a part of it. I sang for Miss India's My Talent. I sang. I did a lot of my music director friends. Have always, Vishal Shekhar, Salim Suleiman, have always, Vishal Bhardwaj, wanted me to sing for my films. But I went in the studio and I used to come out. I wouldn't want to do it. Maybe because somewhere destiny was preparing me for this to happen.
Your song at the NFL, I mean, that's huge. For just tell us how big the NFL actually is in America, and which song of your, which title track is actually going to be there?
Well, it's my first single. This is an entire album which will come somewhere next year, because we have one single, then a second one, and hopefully a third one or whatever. But the label decides that. This song is called In My City. It features Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas. And this is going to debut at the NFL. This is going to have two videos. One will be my official video. And the second one will be the NFL video, which will have me representing every team in the NFL, because it's the theme of NFL. NFL is a National Football League. It's the Thursday night kickoff. And the numbers, when I first heard the numbers of the kind of audience that NFL gets, I don't know anything about sports. So when I heard the numbers, like the Super Bowl last year, I had 120 million people who watched it. Every Thursday, NFL has about 60 million people who watch each game. So it's massive. And I'm really proud of being the first Indian to, you know, sort of get that kind of magnitude of a debut. And even a first new artist, it's never even happened for a new artist.
You're at the top of your game. You don't have to do this. You're going into something.
I don't have to do different films either. I don't have to do so many things in life. I didn't have to join films because I was already Miss World. I didn't have to do Barfi when I had Dawn 2 and Agnipath. You don't have to do anything in life. But if you don't take challenges, you don't risk your what you have, then where's the growth? And without growth, life is so boring. You'd want to do different things. You want to push the envelope. At least I'm like that.
I read this article you wrote recently, which really struck home when you talked about the murder of a young woman in Mumbai and how the impact it would have on so many young working women. And it's interesting that you also see yourself as a young working woman, not as, you know, an actor who's kind of removed from the reality of life. Why did that murder actually move you?
Well, more than anything was because she worked on one of my films, which was Dawn. She worked with Excel, and I'd met her. And she was a striking girl, intelligent, smart, extremely a woman of the world, mm-hmm. independent, fierce in terms of what she did, confident. And to have something like that happen for such a frivolous reason, it's scary. And it could have happened in Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, any city in the world. But is that what working women deserve? Is that what we are going to get just because we want to make a mark of our name on the world? Mm-hmm. Just because we are women, just because we are girls, are we such easy targets? And as a society, we can't allow that. It could happen to me, you, anybody today. I lived alone when I came to Bombay. I was in a PG accommodation. It could have happened to me. So many of us do when we move to different cities. And it is about making ourselves secure enough, safe enough to make sure that, and even the society you live in needs to make sure of that. That, you know, girls need to be safe. Otherwise, we will be a regressive country with which, and we have such a potential of being a superpower as India. Mm-hmm. Because we have, I mean, we run, I literally feel that we as Indians run most of the other countries. If you take away Indians from the other countries, they're not going to run. So why can't we do that for our country? And that'll come from, you know, giving women who are intelligent, who are independent, who are multitaskers in our nation, that kind of security and belief and support.
You talk about support, and that's interesting because you have always been independent in Bollywood. You've never been part of any camps. And I'm sure that must have been difficult for you, especially recently there were all those rumors about you, Shah Rukh and you, and then you had that whole backbiting and again people reporting, newspapers reporting that Karan Johar and you were in a fight. As a single person, as an independent person, did that hurt? And how do you deal with it when you're actually not in a camp in a sense?
See, I am somebody who is very loyal. I am somebody who knows who my friends are and I keep them very close. And that's not too many people. It's a few people and that's how I'd like to keep it. From the time I joined the film industry, I didn't have camps, not because I didn't choose it, mm-hmm. but because I didn't have a choice. I didn't have friends when I came into films. I just did the work I got. Even today, I do the work I get. I've never asked for work. I've never needed to ask for work by God's grace. And I've never felt the need for it. I've just worked hard in whatever little opportunity also I get. Even if it's a small film, I will give my life for it. And that's how I feel anybody can. If I can do this, coming from a small town in Bareilly, Army School, like you saw, to being here today, anyone can. It's just about knowing and having self-respect. And that is most important. Today, I can lash out to every newspaper, every, you know, thing that is reported about me saying, oh, she was like this, oh, she did this, or she did that. But that's only demeaning my truth. I know my truth. Today, I can walk in anywhere with my head held up high because I know I believe in what I do. Mm-hmm. I will stand by the courage of conviction in everything that I have done so far. Good, bad, ugly. How people see it does not matter. It's mine. Whether it's my mistake or whether it is my truth, whether it's my achievement. And I think if you have courage of conviction, no one can bring you down.
Why are single actresses always the brunt of these rumors? Nobody ever asks the actors about it, but you face the brunt of it.
Male-dominated society. It is that. You can't mm-hmm. help it. A society, I'm not saying film industry, mm-hmm. it's a male-dominated society. It's easy to point a finger at a single girl who's independent, who's earning her money, who is working every day. If I was a girl who was married, you know, staying in my family, not working maybe, nobody would be able to lynch me. But I have put myself out there. I have put myself out there by working the hours that I do, by mm-hmm. traveling the way I do, and that's not looked upon as correct maybe. Yes, it is changing. I feel that I can be a role model because I believe in this. And I believe young girls need to have that kind of respect among themselves. Nothing is worth do or die. Nothing. The world is your oyster. You can put your finger on anything. If you decide to make it happen, it'll happen. But you have to do it with self-confidence and self-respect. When you wake up in the morning, you should say, you know what, I can live with myself. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, you can do anything.
You never confirm or deny rumors, whether it's Shahid Kapoor, whether it's Shah Rukh Khan. Why is that? Do you think you can act in a world where everything is so public, where I think public figures now hardly have private lives anymore? Why do you choose to keep silent?
Because as a public figure, you know that a part of your life belongs to the public. They have the right to know what is going on in your life. They want to know what is going on in your life.
You don't think people assume the rumors are true then?
Whether they assume it or not, by me denying it is not going to make it untrue. It's just going to be another article, which will lead to another 20 articles. Mm-hmm. People are still going to believe what they want to believe. If I turn around and say, oh, that's not true, or it is true, or I'm going to do that, it'll just lead to a few more pages of mm-hmm. saucy gossip. When I have something to say, the world will know. Till now, I don't.
That's great. We talked about young girls, and I know one girl who you're a role model for, Pariniti Chopra, joins us on the phone line. And Pariniti, go ahead with your question for your cousin, Priyanka.
Hi, Nivedi.
She doesn't call me on the phone in Bombay, and she's calling me right now. Hi, Tisha.
Hi. So basically, I'll get straight to the question. So everybody knows, you know, your album is coming out, all your films are coming out, you're at your highest high in your career, in your professional life. But in your personal life, we all know, the family knows, everybody knows that, you know, we're going through a crisis in family health. But if anybody looks at you, you know, everybody, I mean, nobody will ever get to know that there are so many ups and downs going on in your life because you don't let anybody see it. So, I mean, I, for one, as an actress, as a family member, as everything, want to know, how do you always remain so positive all the time? And I know that I've asked this to you many times, even otherwise. But I want to know, how is it that you're always so, so, so normal and happy and enthusiastic all the time? There's never a low point.
You could have called me that without the show and asked me, but no. I think, you know, Tisha, and I will say this to you as my sister, and for all young girls out there, the world does not need to know your problems. Nobody needs to see it. What happens, I don't believe in washing my dirty linen in public. Whatever's happening in my home, it's for my home to know, mm-hmm. my family to know. When I walk out, I carry the dignity of my family with me. I carry that name. I carry, being Priyanka Chopra is not because somebody gave it to me, but being Priyanka Chopra is because my parents gave that name to me. And how I conduct myself and how I behave reflects upon them. So whatever is happening in my life, whether I'm sad or happy, when I leave the doors of my house, I belong to the world. Mm-hmm. When I come back home, then I'm Mimi Didi.
What's actually, in fact, if you could just show this tattoo you've got, Daddy's Little Girl. And it's a wonderful tattoo. And of course, we've heard that your father's not been keeping well. That it was this time really just an expression of the love for your father?
I don't know. Yes, it is an expression of love for my father, but I don't know if it is because he's been keeping unwell. Mm-hmm. We don't really talk about that too much to people because sure. he'd like to keep it that mm-hmm. way. But he's my inspiration. He always has been. I've always been Daddy's little girl. Mm-hmm. And this is actually my dad's handwriting.
Wow.
I got him to write it, traced it, and then got it tattooed because then I'll have a part of him with me always. Mm-hmm. But I've always been that. My dad's resilience, his will, his belief in me has taught me that nothing can break me. Mm-hmm. And if going through everything that he's been going through has not broken him, then what am I to complain?
Mm-hmm. And at least if you have your daddy's little girl, you don't have to change it like some who may have put a tattoo and then said, oh my God, now the relationship is
boyfriend
over. Yeah. Fathers don't. So that's great to have that. Priyanka, we're almost at the end of the show, and it's really been wonderful to have you on.
Thank you. Tell
me, I mean, we looked backwards at the journey, but looking ahead, what's the one thing Priyanka Chopra has left to do? What does Priyanka look ahead and say, this is where I want to be 10 years from now?
You know, I have, like I told you, for any girl, the
don't
world...
Don't say I don't know.
No, the world is your oyster.
It is.
I could be anything. I never thought I'd be a musician. I never thought I'd be, you know, debuting in NFL, which I don't know anything about, in America, which, I mean, I just went to study there for 4 years. I never thought I'd be a movie star. I never thought I'd be Miss World at 17, the youngest ever. I never thought any of these things. So you never
used to
know.
Sleep with the crown, I read.
The first day. I was so young that I thought somebody would steal it. So stupid. But I could be a doctor. I could be a director. I could be, I don't know. I could be anything. Mm-hmm. I could be anything I set my mind to. Right now, I'm extremely consumed with my movie career and my music career. But you never know. 10 years from now, hopefully, I would like to be married. I would like to have kids. My ambition in life since I was 4 years old was always to be a bride. I used to, for fashion shows, I mean not for fashion shows, sorry, fancy dress shows in school, you know, when kids dress up, I used to always be dulhania.
Thank you so much, Priyanka, for joining us tonight. Thank you.